Growing up, did anyone ever say that you were your parents' child? Ooh, some of us. Some of us are like, nope. Some of us were like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. Or they might say, she's her father's daughter. Yeah, there you go. Some of us have discovered that we have traits from our parents. Some that we like. Some that we wish we didn't have. Other times we wonder, why did I have to inherit that? Sometimes we inherit these traits or these personalities or these things from our parents, and sometimes it's like they're passed on from another part of the family or from another generation. For example, growing up, I loved to antagonize my younger sister. Anyone have a younger sibling you could just, antagonize? Oh, yeah, thank you for your honesty. You could tease them relentlessly, and there is nothing they could do about it. I mean, I could dangle my fingers in front of her like this, and she'd say, stop touching me! And I'd say calmly, I'm not touching you. I'd do all kinds of things to drive her crazy, and of course, that drove my parents crazy, too. I know some of you know what I'm talking about. But now today, my sister and her husband are raising their own amazing children, and her oldest son, Malachi, he is a sensitive soul. He's sweet and kind and crazy smart. He has this photographic memory, and man, I wish I had his powers of retention. Anyway, he's about to turn 18. A month and a half. And when he was younger, he was that stereotypical teenager. You know, one moment like where you can be so proud of your child, and the next moment they're absolutely driving you nuts. Yeah. Well, there's been many times when he's drove my sister crazy by antagonizing his younger sister. My sister would say things like, he's acting just like me. Or she'd tell me, he's acting just like you. And sometimes she'd call me up and say, why am I raising you? Another time she'd call up in desperation and say, all right, your nephew's at it again. He's just like you. Tell me, how do I deal with him? As if I had some special answer. But it's not just my side of the family. We have four grandkids. They're all amazing. But Fran's daughter, Laura, her youngest son, sometimes she feels like is really, she's raising her little brother. It's just like his Uncle Philip. She wonders, what did I do to deserve this? You ever feel like that? You have similar experiences? Or maybe you see it in your own kids, that you see your kids are acting just like your siblings? They're driving you crazy? Maybe they're doing it right now? And grandparents, I know we have new grandparents here, and you're watching your grandkids act just like your kids did, and you're kind of smirking. And that's when your own kids finally realize that maybe you weren't so dumb after all when you did your best to raise them. In a way, that's how we all are. We inherit, we get different things from our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors, people from generations back. Things that we've inherited, and sometimes they're gifts, and sometimes they're personalities, and sometimes they're things that we wish we could just change about ourselves. But either way, that's who we are, who we know ourselves to be. In fact, It's become so popular to look into this that we have companies that specialize in helping us research our history and our DNA with companies like Ancestry.com or 23andMe. And maybe you've used them. I know I've done genealogy and DNA research myself, and it's fun to see where my ancestors came from. Sometimes we learn some really cool things. Sometimes we learn something that we wish we didn't know. What if we could choose what we inherit? I mean, who wouldn't choose to inherit something different? Maybe something good. And I mean really good. If we think about it and we go back a ways, and I'm talking about way, way back, we can remember and we can know that we are created in God's own image. God created us and made us in God's image. And the reality is that even right now, God is remaking us from the inside out to be more like Jesus. Now, what if we could inherit some of that? Some of the goodness of Jesus. Who would love that? But that's what Paul is getting at here in our scripture today, that we can inherit the nature of Jesus. And here's what I mean. Paul is telling us that by faith in Jesus Christ, we have a new lineage. We have a new ancestry. We have a new thing to inherit from our Heavenly Father. And our inheritance is every spiritual blessing from heaven. What's more is that the mystery of God has been revealed to us. And that mystery was God's plan to bring us all into the fold, all into the flock, all into His family, to adopt us as His children, as heirs, with an inheritance and all. And if we have an inheritance, it's because we are God's children. Now, this is a powerful concept to wrap our mind around. Let me flesh it out a little bit. I have several friends who are adopted, and many of them have traits that are their own or perhaps from their biological parents, and many times they pick up or inherit traits from their adoptive family. And some of them know their biological parents, and some of them don't. Yet they all call the people who raised them their parents. More than that, they love their adopted parents as their own real parents. That's what they are. Their own real parents. And they are family in the truest sense of the word. And as children of God, we inherit the traits of Jesus and the promises of God. I could spend a whole series teaching on the promises of God, and maybe someday I'll do it. But right now, to sum it up, it looks kind of like this: to make life better and you better at life through Jesus Christ. It's abundant life. It's a meaningful life. It's eternal life that starts right here and right now. As children of God, we are family. And we make God proud. You realize that? Our life is joy to God. So we can live our life in a way that honors and glorifies God. As children of God, we have the seal or the birthmark of salvation. And this is the Holy Spirit in our life. God has given you the Holy Spirit so that you can embrace your identity as a child of God, so that you can affirm the love of God in your own life, and so that you can have the courage and the strength to live for God, so that you can demonstrate some of those characteristics of Jesus. Now, this means that we no longer have to worry about our past. We no longer have to worry about what we did or didn't get from our parents, because we have a Heavenly Father who loves us so much that He sent His Son to give His life for us, that He sent Jesus to give His life for us. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He became incarnate, a human just like us, and He gave and He served and He modeled what it means to love and to worship God by loving and serving each other, including the other, including the stranger, even if the other or that stranger is like an enemy or someone who you think hates you. See, the truth is that when Jesus did all this, He could have stopped at any time. He could have said, "I'm done. I've had enough. That's it. I'm out of here." But He didn't. He didn't, because of His love for all of us, including you and me, all of us. Even those who betrayed Him, even those who tortured Him, even those who killed Him, He did it for all of us. He did it for all of them, including those who have betrayed and hurt you. See, when we accept Jesus as our Savior and we make that decision to follow Him, we are no longer who we once were. We no longer have to carry that pain or those wounds or those mistakes or those regrets, because now we have been remade, reborn, renewed. Now we are children of God. As 1 John 3 says, look what God has done. Through His Son, God has purified us as Christ is pure and made us His own children. God calls us His children. That means we are God's children. In Revelation 21, it says that when everything is done, when we've overcome the last things, we will inherit eternal life. That God will be with us, and we shall be His sons and daughters. But finally, like Paul says it in Galatians chapter 4, and I love how he says that. He says, God is not only our Creator, God has adopted us into His family. And just as Jesus called out to God, Abba, Father, which beautifully translates into Daddy, Father, you too can call out to God as Abba, Daddy, Father. And He will hear you, He will listen, and He will be there with you and for you. Maybe you don't have the best relationship with your own parents. But God, you have the best father or mother ever. Jesus called God Father. But He showed that God is more than His Father. He demonstrated that God is our Heavenly Father too. So we are children of God by faith, and because of our faith, we are justified, and that means that we can run to God in right relationship, and God will embrace us as children. God will embrace you as His child. And you can call God Daddy. Holy Spirit moves you. And you have never made that commitment or that decision to follow Christ, to accept God's love and God's justifying grace, and to live a life modeled after Christ, to inherit what Christ is offering you, then today you have that opportunity. Today you can be a part of the family of God. Today you can call God. And if the Holy Spirit is so moving you and you wish to make this your home church, you're looking for a place to call home. You're looking for people to call family, your sisters and brothers, to where we can all call God our Heavenly Father together. And you want to make this your church home, whether you're here in person or online. Or you want prayer to strengthen your relationship with God. Then let me know. Come and see me after church, or send a message to us online or an email, or call the church. Come see me after the service, and we can pray together. We can talk together. We can talk about more of what this means for you. But whose are you? You are a child of God. That's who you are. And God chose you before you were ever born. And God still chooses you today, so that no matter what, no matter your age or your race or your gender or your ability, no matter your occupational, your marital, or your economic status, you are a child of God. Because God forgives you, God loves you, and God clothes you with God's overflowing goodness, glory, and grace. Amen?